2. Enter the Sea of Unlimited Consciousness by M.A. Blood. Copyright June 2008.
I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world. I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world. I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world. I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world. I am not just myself. I am one with the whole world.
I am one with the Introduction to the Levels into Unlimited Consciousness. Hello, this is Michelle Blood, and I am so excited because now you are ready. You are ready to really take a dive into the Sea of Eternity. The Sea of Eternity is deep and unfathomable, and so is our true self. We all live in this sea of eternity, of unlimited consciousness. Some are simply paddling, too tentative to go deeper, so stay in the shallow shores, not yet ready to take the plunge into deeper waters. Some are braver and wade in up to their hearts. Some swim into the deep, while others dive as mermaids, and others are the sea itself. Most of the world are convinced that there is a divine power of some description operating in our human lives. But most are not sure what this power is and do not know how to bring the divine presence into their daily lives and experience. Freedom, peace, and prosperity are not dependent on circumstances or conditions. We have covered this quite thoroughly in part one, Become a Magnet to Money, you have just read or listened to. But if you wish to truly free your soul so that you can swim into the depths of the infinite sea, then part two, what I'm reading right now in this volume on consciousness, will, we pray, help you. This is a deeper conversation. When we reach the depth of our soul and allow it to take over our life experience, a peace, confidence, and serenity that we could never have dreamed possible can be realized. Freedom from the world's sorrows is our soul's purpose, our freedom from our sorrow. This freedom from the veil of illusion is God's grace. After completing part one, Become a Magnet to Money, I realize that there may still be many questions unanswered. I have written part two for those who do desire to go beyond the material world and level two and experience real freedom. I did not wish for anyone to be stuck in the getting of stuff, so I have written part two with deeper insights into what and how we manifest or gain conscious awareness so that we can live in the sea of unlimited consciousness. It is possible. The intention here is for you to recognize where you are presently in consciousness and hence decide for yourself whether you wish to further your studies by these spiritual contemplations. If you are listening to this before part one was read or listened to, it is suggested that you go back and read or listen to part one. You may be surprised to notice how much you do in fact understand. Understanding consciousness helps release our ignorance, as ignorance simply leads to fear. Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It is with deep love and positive, light-filled intention that part two that I'm reading right now will help you to more fully digest the magnificence of your soul as you grow in loving awareness about your spiritual consciousness. Yes, we desire to live better, wealthier, fuller lives. However, we do not wish to get stuck in the getting of stuff, which is not what this book is about. It is about consciousness. It is about unity with our soul. I'm going to cover some of the different experiences that we go through and what we are calling levels into the sea of unlimited consciousness. There are thousands of mind states in and during these levels. However, I am not attempting to discuss all of these many, many mind states here, For this conversation, let's keep it simple and again use the KISS technique. Keep it simple and spiritual. I love what Shakespeare wrote. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances from As You Like It. So at what entrance level of awareness are we now? Which part are we playing? That is the question. We are acting a different role on and in each stage or level. These levels are the different stages we make in awareness. Simply a new conscious awareness that we experience when we start asking questions and begin to study and desire to discover what this thing called life is and who we really are. Who am I pretending to be today? Who am I really? Am I a good swimmer or still splashing at the shore? When we begin to even have a small understanding of these levels of awareness and we can recognize, oh yeah, okay, well that's where I am now. That is the depth of my ocean. Or to note, when we did only paddle at the shore of awareness and now feel the freedom of being able to swim, we perhaps have long discarded the fear of swimming through the waves to deeper, clearer waters and have left our paddling friends far behind us. We may turn around sometimes to wave back at them, but they cannot see us over the sea's ocean waves. So we bid them adieu from our heart and swim on. It is empowering to be a strong swimmer and to know that if needed, we can rescue those who attempted to swim out and got caught in the tides. It is also vital to know our own strength and if we are not strong swimmers, to not do rescue work, as then we could both be in danger of drowning in the riptides or at the least being swept back to shore. Phew, well, that's where I was. Now I know to simply let go when caught in the tides and I will soon be in safe, calm water. I got through those riptides. Wow. This can really help us to know that we are moving forward, that we are raising our awareness, our vibration, that we are actually making progress and learning how to swim. Because oftentimes what happens is we allow the appearance of what is actually happening in our life experience now to dictate what level we are at, and that is not always the truth. We could be oscillating much faster, higher than we're aware of, and through ignorance, go back to the shoreline of the same old experiences. Spiritual insights and experiences cannot be discerned through the intellect. However, insights may unfold in our conscious awareness as a result of understanding thoughts received through the intellect. Knowing something is not simply remembering information. True knowing is spiritual awareness and discernment. Spirit is experiencing for us through our awareness. So if you have been reading or listening to any of this book or the other part of the book and have said to yourself, oh, I know that. This is all old information to me, Michelle. Stop and ask yourself, but do I really know it? Or is it simply information I have stored in my memory? Do I really know? Or am I still experiencing the same old things? Be honest with yourself. These questions and ideas are not to hold judgment against ourselves, but are here to help us grow and help us to absorb ourselves in spirit. So for heaven's sake, let's breathe, let go, relax, and let our soul do the knowing for us. The way to really know is through our feeling nature, which is not our emotions, nor is it our intellect. There could be a time where we think we are progressing and then we feel stuck, still on the same shoreline or stage of life. And this can be quite painful and frustrating. This happens often when we do not see appearances externally changing. In that emotion of frustration, we do stop progressing deeper into the sea. The emotional fears can actually slow us down from progressing. because we have allowed our present experiences to dictate where we are instead of our spiritual awareness or feeling nature. At other times, we do not realize we are growing in awareness. However, we may be growing and are not aware of it with our intellect. Our intellect can be a trickster at times and can attempt to make us think it knows better than our spiritual consciousness. A person may swim deeper into the sea of unlimited consciousness simply by being mindful with their work and attitude. A person with impeccable work ethics has a far greater opportunity to raise their awareness without realizing at the time what is happening. In actuality, you may think someone is at the shoreline, but they may be in fact swimming far into the sea. We who are not yet fully awake and still have our consciousness clogged have no way of discerning the vibrations in others. There are sometimes obvious hints we can be aware of with individuals of high consciousness. They could be refined in the way they dress and will rarely wear a crumpled dress or shirt, but will always look good, healthy and fit. And in a work office environment, they will be impeccable in their work. Every creative endeavor will be completed to the very best of their ability. They do not do anything halfway and never give up on their dreams. These people could be scientists, musicians, or even the local video store guy. They will do each job or project that is set out to them with impeccability and excellence. They do not brag nor do anything to make it all about them. You always know you can rely upon this person. Even if they are flamboyant and outgoing in personality, you will never really know who they are because they will always shift the attention in conversation onto something else or back to you. They will give you some personal information, but only enough to satisfy any curiosities you have about their lives. They will do this so tactfully and beautifully that you will not even think they are being mysterious. You will simply notice one day that you do not really know anything about them. Of course, their close friends know more about them, but with acquaintances, they do not share too much information. What we do know is we simply feel good when we are in their company. So I will repeat again and again throughout this conversation, we can never, ever, ever judge just who is standing right in front of us. When our vibration, awareness, is rising, things will begin shifting for the better. We are happier, less stressed, more peaceful. And things start showing up that we wanted. Example, romance, companionship, prosperity increases, business opportunities are coming to us from out of the blue, unique ideas are flowing, etc. All of a sudden we realize, wow, I don't argue with people anymore and they don't argue with me. I am really happy. Gee, everyone around me is smiling. Even the flowers are smiling. So now, let's go back to the beginning, to the shoreline paddlers, or level one. As described, when we begin to shift in awareness and notice that good things are happening to us, we are coming into the heart, or slightly deeper sea levels, level two. The intention with this introduction was to prepare the reader or the listener for what information spiritual ideas are to come, so as to assist in opening awareness so that in the listening and reading and digesting of these words, new spiritual illumination and spiritual absorption may be experienced. A transmission of light awareness, so to speak, may be realized and experienced. It is always challenging, as mentioned, to find words to explain to the intellect what cannot be explained. Most of us do require some exoteric knowledge that can be ascertained by anyone, books, etc. Exoteric teachings to experience the real teachings, which are esoteric, inner, a direct download from spirit into our consciousness. These experiences we go through allow our souls to download awareness through our feeling, knowing nature. So please surrender some of your old beliefs and intellect. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the future. Live in the now and just listen and open your mind and smile. This is not serious. This is joyous and beautiful. If we all knew how loved and how beautiful we really are, we would be so overpowered with tears of bliss and gratitude. We are so loved and we are beautiful. We are pure spirit. One with eternity. Light is being transmitted to each and every one of us all of the time, but most are too clogged by the world's ideas and thoughts to feel it. May these words help the light to be felt and help us wake up to who we really are. We are powerful spiritual beings, simply having a physical experience. We are not doing this alone. This book, in its own way, is a transmission center or an instrument for consciousness. Welcome, for we are now entering the sea of unlimited consciousness.